and I have to pass over, Your Highness. It's a Jewish holiday. Well, it's hard to explain. Actually, I guess it's about freedom. Oh, no, Your Highness, that's not a dig at monarchy. How many times do I have to tell you? Oh, no, Your Highness, not you. You see, my daughter... Oh, great. I've just insulted the Sultan of Brunei. Angelica, what do you think you're doing?
Making crumbs. Want some?
I told you not to touch that food until we get to Boris and Minka's house.
I don't see why we have to go over there anyway. They're Tommy's grandma and grandpa, not mine.
Angelica, maybe you'll have fun. Passover's a very meaningful holiday.
A holiday? Are there presents?
Well, no.
Passover is about something much more important than presents. It's about freedom.
Freedom? You mean like when you can do whatever you want and no one can tell you not to?
Well, sort of.
Dee, are you sure this whole ceremony is really necessary? It's so boring.
Passover isn't boring. It's a very meaningful holiday.
Well, if it's so meaningful, how come there's no presents?
Stu, the Passover Seder is a time for Jewish families to come together and retell the history of their people. We've been doing it for thousands of years.
Sounds boring to me.
Since when is spotty old glasses a part of Jewish tradition?
For your information, these are my father's wine glasses. They came all the way from Smolensk.
Well, my mother's wine glasses came all the way from Vilnius, and they don't got no spots all over them.
Minka, it's the family tradition. We're using my father's wine glasses at the Seder, and that's final.
Why do we always have to do things your way, Mr. Big Shot?
Because my way is right, that's why.
Hey!
If you don't do the Seder my way, then I wash my hands of the whole thing.
Better you should wash your father's spotty glassware.
That's it.
Mommy, can I have a cookie?
Sorry, honey. On Passover, you can't eat anything with bread in it.
But there's no bread in cookies.
Hello, Angelica.
Hey, everyone, what's...
Oh, Diddy, it's a terrible thing. Your papa ran away from me.
Ran away?
Where did he go, Minka?
Who knows? We had a little fight, and then he just left in a huff.
Don't worry, Mom. Everything's going to be just fine.
Looks like the Seder is off.
The Seder is not off. Now, Mother, we'll just go ahead with the Seder, and when Dad decides to come back, he can join us.
Uh-huh. Yes, Jonathan, I know.
Mommy, will you play with me?
Not now, honey. I'm trying to salvage a deal. Jonathan, listen carefully. His Highness and I had a little misunderstanding on the phone, and now he's not taking my calls. I want you to find him and grovel shamelessly.
Too bad about your father, Dee Dee. Nobody grinds gefilte fish like Boris.
Boris?
Stu, don't mention my father's name. Can't you see how it upsets my mother?
Grandpa Minka Man, do you have any toys I could play with?
Not now, sweetheart.
Maybe someone else has some toys. How about Mr. Grandpa Boris?
Boris?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having us over. I dropped Chucky in the playpen with Tommy. Hope that's okay. Hey, where's Boris?
My father won't be joining us this evening. There was a minor family disagreement.
Oh, that's too bad. No one leads a Seder like he does. Well, anyway, it was very nice of you to include Chucky and me in the festivities tonight. We're not really Jewish, you know. Actually, we're not really anything.
Boy, Tommy, all your grandma and grandpa have is old people toys.
They got better toys, Chucky, only they're all the way upstairs in the attic.
We're just bust out of this playpen and... Uh-oh. What's wrong, Tommy?
I left my screwdriver and my other diaper. Now how are we going to get out of here?
I'll let you out.
Wow, why are you being so nice to us?
Don't you know? Passover's all about freedom. And besides, there's toys in it for me.
Listen, Jonathan, the Passover Seder's about to start here, so I won't be available by phone for the next couple of hours. Right. Now, if His Highness decides to accept our bid, call me on my beeper and then send a copy of the signed contract to my Carfax.
Well, we better get started. Wherever Boris is, we can't wait for him.
Well then, Stu, it looks like you're going to have to lead the Seder.
Me? I can't lead a Seder.
Come on, Stu, be a man and stop complaining.
Drew, where's Angelica?
I don't know. She's off playing with the kids somewhere.
This place is really scary, Tommy.
No, it's not, Chucky. It's all in your mind.
Well, my mind is a pretty scary place.
Hey! Ah! Don't be afraid, Kinderlach. It's just me, Grandpa Boris.
Grandpa Boris? I thought you ran away.
Ran away? No. I just felt bad about yelling at Grandma Minka, so I came up here to get her wine glasses and got locked in. That door won't open from the inside.
It won't? Let me see.
Don't close the door.
Yeah, it stuck all right.
Ah, Zerum.
Don't worry, Mr. Grandpa Boris. You're not missing anything. This Passover is a really dumb holiday.
A dumb holiday? Angelica, Passover is the greatest holiday of the year.
Oh, yeah? Well, if it's so great, how come you don't get presents or cookies?
Cookies, schmookies. Don't you know the story of Passover?
There's a story?
This green vegetable before us. What does it mean?
Stu, there's no point in even doing the Seder if you're not going to try.
I'm reading exactly what the book says.
Look, this is a very important ceremony. Try to read with a little more emotion, all right?
Folks, I'm going to check on the kids. Oh, no, not again.
Many thousands of years ago, there lived a people called the Egyptians. They were very powerful and built all kinds of beautiful cities and buildings.
Uh-huh.
But there also lived in Egypt the Jewish people, the Hebrews. At first, they all lived happily together, side by side.
I thought you said this was an exciting story.
It gets better. Now, the Egyptian pharaoh.
The what?
The pharaoh. He was kind of like a king. And this pharaoh person decided that all of the Hebrews had to be slaves of the Egyptians. He made them pull heavy stones and work in the hot sun and do whatever else he wanted.
Wow. Could this king maybe be a queen instead?
Sure, why not? Anyway, one day it was foretold that a leader of the Hebrew people would rise up and overthrow the pharaoh.
Uh-oh.
The pharaoh was very worried, so he told the Hebrews to throw all their boy babies in the Nile River.
Cool.
Well, it was pretty scary at the time, let me tell you. Anyway, one of the slave women decided to save her baby by putting him in a basket and sending him down the river. But just then, the pharaoh was floating by on the royal barge.
Ah, this is the life.
Anything you say, Royal Pharaohness.
Just then, Pharaoh saw something in the bulrushes.
Hey, what's that in the bulrushes? Slaves, paddle me over there.
Hi, I'm Moses.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Pharaoh. I run this place. Where are you from, Moses?
Up the river, I guess.
Well, come on, I'll show you around.
And so Pharaoh took Moses to the royal palace and showed to him all the riches of the kingdom.
Neat!
Yep, and it's all mine. And take a look at that!
Wow!
Pretty good likeness, won't you say? Now come on, I'll show you my latest project.
Well, that's it. All finished.
And this is going to be my masterpiece. It's called a pyramid. Chucky, what have you done?
Which rope, Pharaoh? I built it just like you said.
My throne room.
Wow.
Come on in.
Huh? Wow, an ancient Egyptian reptile bar. Now this is what I call civilization.
You know, Moses, I've been looking for a partner to help me run this place, and I think you might be just the guy.
Really?
So, Moses became Pharaoh's best pal even though he was a baby? A Hebrew?
Well, yes, at first. But you see, Pharaoh didn't know Moses was a Hebrew. He thought...
Chucky! Tommy! Boris?
Don't close the... door.
Ugh, it's locked.
Bingo. And now you're stuck, too. So have a seat. I'm telling the Kinderlach the story at Passover.
We were just getting to the good part.
Okay, so where were we? Oh, yes. Pharaoh made Moses his helper. Then one day, Moses was watching the Hebrews as they built a new city for Pharaoh.
Slacker!
Now look what you did, Lillian!
Want us all to get in trouble?
Uh-oh.
Hi, what are you guys doing?
We're just pushing blocks around, Mr. Egyptian, sir.
Well, how can we do that instead of having fun with Pharaoh?
Having fun with Pharaoh?
We can't do that. We're babies.
Babies have to work all the time. We get one bottle a day and no naps. We can't eat or play or even go potty unless Pharaoh says so.
But Pharaoh lets me do whatever I want and I'm a baby.
Don't do that! If the Egyptians figure out you're a baby,
baby, you're gonna get it!
Get back to work, slave!
Hey, you can't treat the babies like that!
Oh, yeah?
Stop it!
I said stop it!
You're a baby! I'm Tom Farrell!
Uh-oh, you're gonna be in trouble now!
Yeah, when that big kid tells Pharaoh you're a baby, she's gonna be really mad.
But Pharaoh's my friend. Pharaoh wouldn't stop liking me just because she found out I'm a baby.
I don't think you really know Pharaoh.
Moses, I think you better get out of here.
But Moses didn't know what he was getting into.
What was he getting into?
Big trouble.
This bitter herb that we eat...
Bitter herb? Stu, don't you mean herb?
I always thought it was herb.
No, it's definitely herb.
Are you sure?
Stu, it's not important. Keep reading.
This bitter... You know, Dee, a lot of people do say herb.
Excuse me, I'm gonna go check on Angelica.
So what happened after Moses ran away?
Well, he lived in the desert for a while and he became a shepherd. Eventually, he forgot all about Egypt and the Pharaoh. But then one day, he was walking along and he saw a burning bush. And out of the bush... came a voice.
What did it say?
It told Moses that he had to return to Egypt and demand that Pharaoh stop making his people slaves.
The ambassadors of the kingdom of Ethiopia.
Hail Pharaoh, we bring you cupcakes to acknowledge your greatness.
Excellent.
The ambassadors of the celestial realm of China.
We bring you fortune cookies, your wonderfulness.
Not bad, not bad at all.
The ambassadors of Cyrus the Great, Emperor of Persia.
We bring you rock star Cynthia, complete with sequined outfits and revolving stage.
And they said this holiday didn't have presents.
Moses of the Hebrews.
Moses? What's he doing here?
Let me guess. You came to beg for forgiveness.
Nope, I came to tell you to let my babies go.
Are you out of your tiny little bald-headed mind? Why should I listen to you? I'm the Pharaoh of all Egypt, and you're just a baby.
Pharaoh, if you don't let us go, something bad is gonna happen.
Aw, what's your little baby gonna do?
Watch this!
So fast. That's just a dumb little magic trick. I can do magic tricks, too.
Have them removed! Pharaoh, if you don't let my babies go right now, things are gonna get really bad around here.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And so Moses let loose on Egypt the horrible plagues. The plague of frogs. The plague of lice. The plague of darkness. The plague of wild beasts. The plague of locusts.
Get me, Moses.
Okay, Moses, you win. Just get rid of these plagues and I'll let your babies go.
All right, but you gotta promise.
I promise, I promise. Take your stupid babies and get out of my kingdom.
Wow. So what happened next?
Now you see, Angelica, Boris, Chaz, what's going on here?
Don't close the door.
Let me guess, we're locked in.
Come on, Grandpa Boris, tell us the rest of the story.
All right, the Hebrews were preparing to leave Egypt once and for all.
An important notice. The Pharaoh has changed her mind. The babies have to stay. Okay, back to work, slaves.
That's no fair. She promised.
What can I tell you, kid? She's a Pharaoh.
I do it. I do it. I do it. I do it.
Don't worry, Chicken. We're not giving up yet.
Oh, well, I wish I could have seen those babies' faces when you told them they couldn't go. Boy, I love being Pharaoh.
You again? What is it this time?
You promised we could leave.
Well, I changed my mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't let my babies go by tomorrow night, something really, really bad's gonna happen. Worse than everything else.
So what happened? Was it really that bad?
Was it bad? Then
Mommy!
So this is where everyone went.
Don't close the
door. It doesn't open from the inside.
Grandpa Boris is telling a great story about Moses and Pharaoh.
Gee, I wonder if there's a fax machine up here.
All right. Since Pharaoh had once again refused to free the Hebrews, Moses brought on one final plague, more terrible than all the others. He announced that the firstborn of every Egyptian household would be taken away.
Babies don't scare me. Taking away the firstborn. Big deal. Hey, wait a minute.
Hello, Pickles Residence.
Daddy, it's me, Pharaoh.
Oh, hello, sweetheart. How's Egypt?
Fine. Daddy, can I ask you a question?
Of course, Pharaoh, honey. Anything.
You and Mommy didn't by any chance have any other kids before me that you might have forgotten to mention, did ya?
Of course not, my little Sphinx. You're our first and only child.
I see. Thank you, Daddy. I think I'm in trouble.
Listen, guys. Tonight, a plague will hit every Egyptian house and take away their firstborn child.
But what about Phil? He's a firstborn.
No, you're the firstborn, Lillian.
No, you.
No.
You.
No.
Guys, you don't have to worry. All us babies gotta do is put a big red mark on our doors, and then when they come for the firstborn, our houses will be passed over.
That must be why they call this Passover.
Hey, Moses, your doorway had some kind of big red smudge on it.
But don't worry, I cleaned it up for you.
I ain't scared of that firstborn junk, Cynthia. No one's taking me anywhere. No, I'm not worried one bit. Who is it? Is anyone there? It's them, Cynthia. They're here to take me away.
I hope this last plague works, Moses. I really do.
Pharaoh!
All right, you can go. Just call out this firstborn thing.
Well, I don't know, Pharaoh. The last time we made a deal, you changed your mind.
That was just a little joke. You could take a joke, can't you, Moses? Now call out this firstborn thing, and I'll let you and all your little baby friends go.
Pharaoh, it's a deal.
And so they set out with as many of their possessions as they could gather and began to march out of Egypt.
Hey, Chucky, I'm hungry. How about some of that bread you baked? Chucky, look at this bread. It's flat.
But I followed the recipe exactly. What could have gone wrong?
Oh, you didn't by any chance forget to put the yeast in the dough, did ya?
Oops.
Chucky, now all we have to eat is this flat bread.
Hey, look on the bright side. We just invented matzah.
So that's why we eat matzah.
And that's why I can't have cookies.
Exactly.
This matzah we eat, what is its meaning? What is it now, Deed?
I think you just read that part, Stu.
Look, I told you I couldn't lead a Seder, okay? I'm not Boris.
Boris!
Stu, now you made my mother cry.
I'm sorry, Minka. It's just... Hey, where'd everybody go?
So, the Hebrews packed up and fled Egypt. But meanwhile, Pharaoh was having second thoughts.
Bring me some Reptar cereal.
Miss Pharaoh, ma'am? We're all out.
Out? How can we be out of Reptar cereal?
Well, see, the slave baby who's supposed to get the cereal every morning was set free.
Well, would you please tell me what moron set free the Reptar cereal slave?
You did.
Oh, yeah. Well, forget him, then. I'll just have a nice cold glass of goat's milk.
You let the milk slave go free, too.
Okay, in that case, I'll just have a long, hot bath. You mean I threw up the baby with the bathwater, too? That's it! Get my chariot! We're going after those babies!
Look, Moses, in front of us!
The ocean! Great! All this way for a dead end. Now we gotta turn around.
Pharaoh!
I got you now, babies!
Do something quick, Moses! Come on, Moses!
There you are!
Well, we got what's happening here? What's happening here? What's everybody doing here? I don't care.
Quiet! I want to hear the end of the story.
Okay, sit down, everybody. Now, the Hebrews were at the edge of the Red Sea, with the ocean in front of them and Pharaoh's army behind.
Moses had to do something. He was running out of time.
I hope this works.
Wow, now I've seen everything. Get the lead out! This is gonna be good.
I'm not a foreign mess you've gotten us into! Hey!
And so, every year at Passover, we have a ceremony called a Seder to celebrate how Moses led the Hebrews out of Egypt to freedom.
Wow, what a neat holiday! I kind of feel bad for Pharaoh, though.
Well, shall we all head downstairs and finish the Seder?
Finish the Seder? I just told the entire story of the Passover. I say we eat. You know, Minka makes the best matzo ball soup this side of Minsk.
Boris, you're making me flush.
What are we going to do now?
Have a seat, everyone. I'll tell you another Passover story.
Oh, about how the Hebrews wandered in the desert for 40 years before they reached the promised land?
No. About how my Uncle Simon and Aunt Riva met for the first time at the Seder of Pincus the Tailor. Now, this was back in the shtetl in Smolensk. Was it cold? Anyway, Uncle Simon wasn't even supposed to be at the Pincus Seder, but his wagon wheel broke on a sharp cobblestone, and he had to stay the night.
Nickelodeon.